I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lankan terror and new media outreach bookend our broadcast today. God is at work, and he wants you to join him. So keep listening to find your place in this story. Beginning today's program on Sunday, Sri Lanka marked the 10th anniversary of the end of the war with the Tamil rebels. During the celebration, Sri Lanka's president vowed to crush those who were responsible for the Easter bombings. But it comes as hate speech, reprisal violence, and chaos mar the nation's recovery. An Asian Access worker, whom we'll call Sachini, explains the uncertainty.
We were concerned that the country would break into riots. Thankfully, the Christian community, especially that was attacked, remained calm and peaceful. And we were led by the Christian leaders in the country to forgive, to love, to move past this, and to hope for a better and safer place in Sri Lanka.
Asian Access plans on helping to organize all-night prayer vigils in all 9 provinces. And here is what they're praying for.
We have been praying for a revival in Sri Lanka for quite some time now, and more specifically in the last year. And we have really been believing that God is about to do something big. Of course, we didn't expect something this devastating to take place. But unlike other situations where we endured devastation, this time there is a sense of hope within the church.
We'll turn now to another South Asian headline, this time from Nepal. Recent accusations and the subsequent arrest of believers isn't stopping Bibles for the World's distribution plans. President John Podaiti says the persecution actually helps their cause.
Inadvertently, by acknowledging that these Bibles could be used for conversion, these people that are trying to squelch Christianity are acknowledging the power of God's Word. They are saying that this book can transform lives.
Right after Easter, police arrested 4 Christians and accused them of violating Nepal's 2018 anti-conversion law. One believer, an American, was immediately deported. Podaiti suspects pressure from neighboring India.
They're very much dependent on maintaining a good relationship with the strong, fanatic Hindu government in power in India. So much of their daily needs, whether it's gasoline, diesel, cooking gas, food items, everything comes in or through India.
So please keep praying for the body of Christ in Nepal.
That God may continue to direct, guide them, give them the wisdom and insight they need to continue to be strong for the gospel and continue building the body of Christ even while they're trying to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves in their work.
And finally, have you listened to the Unconventional Ministry podcast yet? Well, the podcast is hosted by Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 recently launched the podcast to bring together unique and creative ways that ministry is being conducted. It's a space for ministry and church leaders to share the unconventional methods they're using to make God's love visible and even pick up a few tips along the way. Every Tuesday, a new episode drops. Dennis Weens with Sat7 says today that episode includes an interview with Judy Douglas from Crew.
Crew is one of our partners in the Middle East and very significant how they help across the countries that we reach as a broadcast ministry. So Judy is talking about the ministry of Crew. And I think she's going to talk a little bit about her new book she just wrote.
Not sure where to listen? Ween says.
Go to our website, sat7usa.org/unconventional, and then there's links to iTunes and Podbean and SoundCloud.
So ask God to use this podcast to unite his church and make his love available across the nations. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy, by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available for the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.